AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Security is increasing at the Sharm el-Sheikh airport in Egypt. The doomed Russian passenger plane took off from that airport last Saturday. Some say a bomb may have brought down that plane, but Russia and Egypt are dismissing that theory. President Obama says the U.S. is looking into the possibility it may have been a bomb.
We're going to spend a lot of time just making sure that our own investigators and our own intelligence community figures out exactly what's going on before we make any definitive pronouncements. But it is certainly possible that there was a bomb.
The president spoke to Dave Ross on KIRO Radio Seattle. The University of California Merced freshman who stabbed four people on Wednesday was angry because he'd been shut out of a study group, according to authorities. They say 18-year-old Faisal Mohammed had an elaborate plan to kill fellow students and responding police officers. Mohammed's manifesto, as they're calling it, was found on his body after campus police shot and killed him. It referenced Allah several times, but Sheriff Vern Warnke says this attack was not about religion, nor was it about terrorism.
There is still nothing to indicate anything, and I mean anything, that this is other than a teenage boy that got upset with fellow classmates and took it to the extreme.
We don't know why Mohammed was barred from the study group. The Illinois police officer who staged his own suicide to look like he'd been killed in the line of duty had a troubled job history, we're learning, including a complaint that he'd intimidated an emergency dispatcher with a gun. Officials also say Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz had been looking into hiring a hitman to kill a village administrator who was investigating the fund that he was secretly stealing from. Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee have been bumped from next week's primetime Republican presidential main candidates debate event. This is AP Radio News. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel asked Hillary Clinton about her reaction to the Republican debates.
It's a combination of being appalled and being amused. So it's kind of a little bit of both.
Kimmel also asked the former First Lady, now Democratic presidential candidate, what we would call her husband, former President Clinton, if she wins the presidency.
The first gentleman, I'm just not sure about it.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is standing by his comments that Egypt's pyramids were built by the biblical figure Joseph to store grain. Experts say that's not true. They say the pyramids were tombs for the pharaohs. A nude portrait by Picasso brought in more than $67 million at Sotheby's in New York last night. The painting is called The Nightclub Singer. And in sports, the Cincinnati Bengals beat Cleveland last night 31-10. The Bengals are 8-0 for the very first time. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.